Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
I thought that button was pushed in, and it was not. A little rough start to the show today. Did you have trouble getting up this morning? Did you have trouble waking up this morning?
No, I actually woke up pretty good, but then when I saw it was raining outside, I had trouble peeling myself out of bed. I was like, this is so cozy.
I'm solo for the better part of this week, and I think subconsciously my brain knows that I can hit. The reason why I don't hit snooze, A, it's because I'm annoying.
Loving, respectful partner.
That probably should be. Yeah, I don't want to disturb my wife.
Exactly.
B, I'm also the guy that 99 times out of 100, I jump right out of bed. Like, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
You know me. I come in hot, period.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard for other people, and I understand that.
Yeah.
But that's what you get with me, is I'm ready to go. Not today, man.
Because I'm
solo.
Yeah.
And also because I'm solo, I had a little trouble falling asleep.
Sure, of course.
So it was just, or I didn't fall asleep right away.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Oh. The moral to the story is Adrian just called like 10 minutes ago, and he's like, I don't know what happened. I just woke up.
Oh.
I was like, and here's the thing with the other thing with me. I don't sweat that.
Yeah.
That happens.
I love that you don't, because it does. It happens. It's the biggest accident. You're already panicking.
Yes. And why would I beat him up
totally
over that? Now, if there was a pattern, you know, or if it was, we all know the person that I'm sick. No, you're not.
Yeah.
We know you're not sick. We know you're faking.
We know you're not.
But same thing. Or if you oversleep, you know, a lot, well, then that's a you. But this is a one-off.
Yeah.
It's a one-off. The guy, he works hard. We know he wants to be here.
Totally. Listen, I've only done this one time. I went, I took a nap. I woke up. It was 6:30. And I was like, oh my God. I was living in LA at the time. And I was like, oh my God. I got into my car. I drove to the studio I was at. I went in. No one was there. And I took such a deep nap.
Yeah.
It was 6:30 p.m.
Right.
And
right.
I was like, why am I here? Went home. Never did that again.
Yeah. We gotta go. There, our people are on top of us. We gotta get moving here.
Let's go.
I wanted to talk about Lil Nas X, but we'll save that for a minute. We gotta, because you know, time does not wait. Oversleeping don't wait.
Sure doesn't.
Nothing waits for a 1-in-4 shot with High Low, I Want to Go to Disneyland. Michaela Gordon, are you prepared with the high number?
Yes. 036.
Uh-huh. And the low number is?
031.
Yep. A 1-in-4 shot right now. So your choices are 032, 033, 034, 035. If you were counting along with me, that's four. You got four choices. It's a 1-in-4 shot. 702-364-9898. Up for grabs for 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to Disneyland Resort, courtesy of our friends at Disney. There's nothing more I can tell you about this other than call right now! 702-364-9898. Caller number 25. Good luck. Disney kids should get this. All right, straight into it.
The Chet Buchanan Show, 98.5.
KLQC. I do like it when those who are loyal to us have the opportunity to potentially get rewarded.
Oh, yeah.
Former 5-time champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, welcome back to the show, Jason Schaefer of Red Rock. Morning, Mr. Schaefer.
Good morning.
How are things?
They're good. And, you know, I was trying yesterday. I couldn't get through. But my number that I originally thought of yesterday is still in the mix. So I'm hoping that might be it.
Let me ask you this, and I don't want to give it away necessarily. I'm shocked. Okay. Are you as shocked as I am that this number's still hanging around now on our fifth guess into it?
Yes, I was at. Not, I thought it was gone at 9 o'clock yesterday. And when she didn't guess it,
yeah.
I'm like, "Oh my God!"
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Me too.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a second to go, And I knew what the number was the whole time, obviously. But it took me a second because I went, oh, of course. So with that in mind, Jason Schaefer of Red Rock, let me get the dramatic music going again.
98.5. KLQC.
Jason Schaefer of Red Rock, your high number is
036.
Jason Schaefer of Red Rock, your low number is
031.
Jason, what's the number that's going to get you 4 2-day, one park per day tickets to Disneyland Resort, courtesy of Disney, and that's going to make every Disney kid go, "Are you kidding me? Of course I knew that."
I'm hoping it's 033.
033. Final answer.
Final answer.
033.
You get to go.
Of course you get to go.
Oh, well, it was a good. I thought I had like a vision of this, but you know, there was kind of a Disney connection.
Oh my
gosh. No, it's total Disney connection.
Yeah.
No, that's our boss. I'll tell you what they use. They've got the like this random number generator, right? Just some goofy thing off the internet that we've used for years. But I know that he's trolling us just a little bit with that first one.
Yeah.
That first one. Because, I'm looking at the numbers. And I went, 33. Of course it is.
Duh.
Yeah. So, well, congratulations. 4 2-day, one park per day tickets to Disneyland Resort, courtesy of our friends at Disney. You are also the first one on the list for an upgrade to a 2-night stay at one of the hotels of the Disneyland Resort and 4 3-day, one park per day tickets also to Disneyland Resort. When we get done with all this, we'll swap out somebody's for the upgrade. So fingers crossed.
Thank you guys so much. What a great way to start a rainy Tuesday.
That's all I'm talking about, brother. That's all I'm talking about. All right, hang on. We'll get some info from you in just a second, even though we have all your info. But, you know what I'm saying? We'll make it special. So that's the first of 14 of those winners. We'll have a brand new number, a brand new game. So therefore, the high number at 7 o'clock will be
050.
And the low number will be
001.
Yeah, simple as that. Hi, low. I want to go to Disneyland. And Jason Schaefer of Red Rock, our first winner. Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by WSS. Get huge Labor Day sale. What? Get huge Labor Day sale savings, he said professionally, starting this Friday with buy one, get one, 50% off on all clearance in-store items. WSS, best value always.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Brought to you by our good buddies at Northwest Career College. Registering now for the fall and giving away a $10,000 scholarship. Good Lord. Find out more at nccvibe.com. nccvibe.com. Michaela, say hi to Michael Hotelli.
Hi, Michael Hotelli, with your cool last name.
Hello there. How are you all doing?
Yeah, I think we're doing pretty good. This is the this is where this starts. They wanted a relationship rehab, which is great.
Uh-huh.
Because obviously this has become an argument in their house.
Uh-huh.
If somebody makes you a cake or cookies, whatever, cupcakes, I don't know. And they go, yeah, they're homemade. But you know they came from a box. Is it still homemade, Michael?
See, and I have a dual answer for that, because for me, who's a lay person, if you will, with respect to baking, that's homemade, because I made it at the house. It's home. my daughter, who can bake her butt off, she's like, hell no, you got to get the flour, the this, and I'm like, hell, I can't even remember that many ingredients.
Right.
And with baking, it's precise. Baking is precision. Cooking is the general area. You got to get it close.
Yep.
It's precision. And I'm like, hey, wait a second. And I'm an engineer, so I'm all about the precision. But there's no way I could remember all those stupid ingredients. And, oh, put this before that, because if you do the, I don't know, baking powder before or into the flour directly, it'll mess it up. It won't taste right. Like, huh?
Yeah. I, I'm married to a pastry chef, so
yeah.
No, it is
yeah,
not.
Yeah, you have
it
to
is,
say no.
It is not. It is out of a box. Is not homemade. Although I understand the sentiment, but it's kind of, honestly, it's kind of stolen valor. You know what I mean? You can't. Well, I came from a box, but I made it with my own two hands. It's not homemade. It came out of a box, but it's not homemade.
Okay, to me, I think it's homemade.
Yeah.
I would look at it the same way.
I knew you were gonna say it.
But if my grandma were alive, she would strangle me.
She'd disown you.
Yeah. 1,000%. We're going to agree to disagree, Grandma.
I've been sitting on this for a while, and I'd really just like to get this out of my show prep bag. The most hated foods in America... They came out with the, you know, a list, and you know how I feel about lists. But yeah. I was like, well, wait a minute. I'll eat a couple of these and I don't worry about it. Number 10, sushi. Of the most hated food in America,
really?
Sushi?
That's
I freaking love sushi. Michael, how do you feel about sushi?
I'm really down for sushi, and I'm not one who's much of a fish eater. Fish for me has to be like literally pulled out of the stream, prepped, and put on my plate.
That's how my brother is.
Michaela, do you eat sushi?
I love sushi.
A couple others that just missed the top 10. Beets, kale, Brussels sprouts, okra, eggplant, and olives.
Eat all of them.
All of them.
Yeah, love all of them.
All of those.
I dislike all of them.
I heard you dislike all of them?
That is correct.
Wow. Chitlins. You eat chitlins?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Nope. You eat chitlins?
Yeah, I do.
Do you know their pig intestines?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
But this girl makes them for me and I love them.
Blue cheese in or out, Michael?
Out.
Michaela?
Out.
Oysters in or out, Michael? By the way, blue cheese, I'm on the fence. I could take it or leave it. Oysters, Michael?
In.
Michaela?
Deathly allergic.
Oh, totally in. Oh. Love it. Caviar in or out, Michael?
In.
Michaela.
Yuck, no.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's okay. It's just salty.
Yeah, I sing at fancy places and they offer it. I'm like, you can keep it. Thanks, babe.
Squid, in or out, Michael?
If fried well, yes, in.
It's calamari, yes.
Yeah, if we're talking about calamari. Calamari. Legs, yes. Body, no. You know what I mean? Rings?
Yep.
Rings, yes.
Rings, yes.
Rings, yes. Body, no. Tofu. Tofu, in or out?
Out.
Out. I just don't get it. There's no flavor.
It's like egg white to me.
Totally.
So I don't worry about
it. Same.
So I'm in.
Oh.
Sardines. This the third. Oh, over half of us hate sardines. Literally, they said hate. That was a choice.
Agree.
I hate sardines. My dad loved them.
I feel like my papa, those days, they put them on crackers, ate them in front of the TV. Yeah.
Especially if you got some Norwegian in you. You've got Italian in you. Do you have Sicilian in you?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a thing.
Yeah.
Michael, in or out?
Out.
Sardines, gross.
Mm-hmm.
Liver, in or out?
I'm out cooked, but if it was liverwurst, I could do that as a sandwich. But you have to kill it with other tastes. Tomato, avocado.
But then I'm like, what's the point? I got to kill it with taste. Just don't eat it.
I grew up with it. Liver and onions, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, liver and onions and liverwurst sandwiches. Yeah, I grew up with it. So I'm in.
All right, I'm out.
You're out. Anchovies? No way. Michael?
Negative.
Yeah.
Ugh, no.
Okay, good. Well, thank God. Now I can throw this away. We can give you your new kids tickets, and maybe you're going to be sitting on stage. You're the best. Hang on one second, all right?
Thank you.
Thanks, bye.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work. Listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Adrian's here.
Woo!
Thank God.
That's our man.
Our long national nightmare is over.
Thank God.
Walking in. Hey, guys.
I didn't realize how much stuff you do until I had to do it all myself.
I swear to God, that's how it is. When someone leaves, you're like, God, they do everything.
No, there's, all the time. We're just glad you're here. Everything good? You all
right? Yes, everything good. You know.
He overslept. We all do.
Whatever. It happens.
When was the last time you overslept?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't want to jinx it. Haven't in a while. Haven't in a couple of years.
My best one? I was filling in. I was 18 years. No, I probably was drinking age. but I was filling in on the morning show. in Portland. I was doing nights at the time. So it was a complete schedule reversal.
Sure.
Oh, you know what? I had had a gig the night before. That was what it was, too. I had a bar gig the night before. And so I'd kept everything under control, but I just flat overslept. They sent somebody to my apartment because I wasn't answering the phone. And they finally sent somebody to go see what the hell was going on. And I didn't answer the door. That's how out I was. And then so the guy, he was great. His name was Johnny Young, and I loved him. He was just the best. He was like a intern, young, fired up about the business, all that kind of stuff. So he's Spider-Man's up onto my balcony. Like, I was second floor. I was second floor apartment. And he's Spider-Man's up onto my balcony, and he's banging on the sliding glass door. And
I love him.
And I finally wake up petrified because somebody's banging on my sliding glass door of the second floor balcony. And, okay, so not only am I late for work, which they wouldn't have, you know, they would have made do without me. But my mom was calling. It was, you know, pre-cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was calling because my grandfather had passed.
Oh, my God.
So I'm mortified because I've missed work. And then on top of it, your mom's been trying to call all day. So the phone has been ringing nonstop. And for whatever reason, I'm sleeping right through it. But I was that guy. I sleep with the TV on. Like you guys know, I sleep next to Sahara for 12 days. Does it, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't affect me. It's fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hear it, but I'm just like, yeah, whatever. That doesn't concern me.
Yeah.
So that's my sleep-in story.
I love it. I live with chronic anxiety, so my body will not allow me to ever rest. Mm-hmm. And I'm awake at all times, even when I'm asleep. Just panicking inside.
Along a similar vein, what's up with that hair? Her hair is gigundous today.
Yes, baby.
This dude,
old school vibes.
Yeah, you're like a 1987 Whitesnake video.
I know. Well, that's not the inspo.
Look it up, kids. Look it up.
We love that.
Gen Z, look up. Go on YouTube.
Like
look
the kids from Stranger Things.
19. Yes. It's a Stranger Things vibe today.
Yes.
Yes.
We shot a music video yesterday for my song, Good Girl.
To make sure yours is out before Taylor Swift.
Yes. But you guys, it's going to be so good. And the hair was herring. Everything was amazing.
Are you showgirl?
Yes, there's a lot going on. It's incredible. It's you guys. I'm so excited. Yeah. Listen, I'm a Vegas girl. I grew up wanting to be a show girl. You know what I'm saying? Like that was always the vibe. I'm just 5'2" and bad knees, so it wasn't in the cards for me.
Why do you have bad knees?
Played soccer.
It's the first time. Oh, you played soccer when you were a child.
Chet, you always try to demean this, babe. I played well into high school.
Wait.
I was very good.
Wait a minute. Because I don't demean it. Yeah. I was on state select soccer. I played in Europe.
Then you'll give me the credit
Not
I deserve.
This argument again.
My team went to Europe to play.
Wait, what?
I
mean,
yes, but I was, but, okay, you know why I don't make a big deal out of it? Because I was 12.
That's still incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then what happened?
Chet was in Belgium? Like, he was just like, that's what
Germany.
Was going on?
We went to Germany.
I love it.
Whatever.
Oh. Yeah.
I was 12.
Yeah. Well, I started when I was 7. I played until I was almost 16. And then I just left to do American Idol. But I wanted to go pro soccer player. But I was a goalie.
But you have bad knees because you were a goalie. When you're a kid, you just stand there. I also played goalie.
Girl, if you're jealous, just say it, okay? I'm not doing this with you this morning.
No, really, did you hurt your knee?
Yes. Yeah, I did. Listen, running, you still have to run when you're playing a goalie. And it popped out of place. I had ligament reconstruction when I was 25. Oh, yeah, it was a whole thing.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Anyway, the music video is going to be gorgeous.
It's the first time hearing of this.
Well, maybe you should ask more questions.
Well... World Cup next year.
But you're so offended. And it's I'm not demeaning. Don't play the victim.
I'm not. But you asked and you're like, you were a kid.
Yeah. Well, this soccer career.
Okay. Thank you.
Can we make a pact?
You know what it is? You're the guy sitting out in front of In-N-Out. Yeah, I played high school ball. Yeah, I played some high school ball.
Yeah, I'm that guy.
You are.
Yeah.
With your big hair.
I know. Listen, the video's going to be beautiful. I can't wait. We used a bunch of the dancers from Dita Von Teese. We used some of the costuming. It's going to be beautiful. So I slept in it last night. The hair is rainy, curly, ready for the day.
It's fantastic.
Thank you.
It really is.
Thank you so much.
And by the way, for everybody who's wondering, I was monitoring her, her facial expressions and her body language right now.
Yeah.
She's not that upset about the soccer thing. I'm still going to pay for it, but not to a level that I don't think I can handle.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. We'll talk about it.
It'll be okay. I think it'll be okay. it seemed like playful banter. So
if you drop it right now, we're good.
Solid advice.
No,
the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KOUC.
Adrian very subtly going, hit the button.
Yeah, no shenanigans. Our shenan havers back.
Are you shenaned once? Do not. Do not.
Yes.
By the way, brand new high-low. I want to go to Disneyland. Low number 001, high number 050. Brand new game, brand new number, brand new everything, because Jason Schaefer ruined it for all of you. Actually, no. He just finally figured out that first number was 033.
He said he had a vision.
It's our boss trolling, though, because 33 is significant.
Yeah.
I'll give you this. Read nothing into the. This number is straight random. Mm-hmm. In fact, the next, I don't know, let me look here. Just for fun. Yeah, literally, the rest of the way through, totally random. The rest of the way through, totally random.
I feel like one thing you're very good at, though, is you do give good little hints. If they pay attention.
And that won't happen until well after Labor Day. You know what I mean? Because we're early in the game.
Make them work for it.
But yeah, everything. That 33 was a troll job by our boss. And then the rest of them, full on random, we'll play it in less than 15 minutes.
98.5.
KLQC. Ted Buchanan Show and High Low. I want to go to Disneyland. Adrian, who's on the phone, please, sir?
That'll be Michelle Herrera from Green Valley Ranch.
Now, Michelle, this isn't always the easiest thing to do, but stranger things have happened. Oh, that's a Michaela Hare reference today.
Yes.
Stranger things have happened. Her hair is fantastic.
Thanks, dude.
She did a video shoot and decided she would just sleep on it. So she Becky with the good hair today. Yeah. Becky with the big hair.
The big hair.
Today.
Yes.
Michelle, how you living?
Doing good.
You hesitated there for a minute, and I was like, did we?
Uh-huh.
Are you? Oh, I know
she's
what's
focused.
Going on. Because Michelle's not, but she's not new to this. You're locked in, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to do everybody a favor and split it down the middle.
Yeah?
Nice.
That's your plan? So, okay, let's make this all official then. Michaela, the high number is?
050.
And the low number is?
001.
Okay, Michelle, what are you going to do here?
025.
You were not kidding. Just straight down. Just that's it. We're going to chop this sucker in half. A lot of people do that.
Yeah.
It's funny.
And I think it's helpful.
We've done this game for a long time, and a lot of people will go in the middle. They don't play out on the edges. That's mm-hmm. not a clue, by the way. 025. Final answer?
Final answer.
Nope. Too high.
Aww. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, but that was helpful. You put a good dent in it.
Yeah, you weren't kidding. You did everybody a favor.
Uh-huh.
No joke. All right. Well, we're done with you. We're done with you, too. Just so you know, Michelle. We'll play again at 8 o'clock, all right?
Have a good day.
Thanks, buddy. You, too. Okay, bye. I feel like we were interrupting something.
She said something about work. I think she was sneaking in from the cubicle.
I'm appreciative. I'm appreciative of the sneaky work call to try and, why not? To try and win?
For sure.
And by the way, she did a massive service. So that puts 025 on the high end. And 001 on the low end. We'll play again at 8 o'clock. All right? Cool. You hear this music too. That means it's time for Michaela's Hometown mm-hmm. Throwdown. That means two new contestants here as well. After Elsa Magana of Whitney Ranch became our 25th five-time champion. So why don't you call 702-364-9898? You're like, well, geez, Chet, why would I do that?
Jeez, well, Chet.
Because you want four tickets to Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live Glowin' Fire Saturday, September 13th at Orleans Arena, courtesy of our friends at Raycom Media. Today's winner of Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. We'll get those tickets. There's an upgrade involved on that, too. There's a grand prize at the end of that as well. 702-364-9898. Let's go.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Kayla's Hometown Throwdown. Yesterday, Elsa Magana of Whitney Ranch became our 25th all-time five-time champion. That means two brand new contestants play the game today. Contestant number one is whom, Adrian?
That'll be Danica Navarre from Aliante.
Right on. Hi, Danica. How are you?
So good. How are you?
Awesome. You know what? We're feeling pretty solid about it. Let's find out who you're going to be playing against.
Well, it was going to be against the guy who hung up, so now we got a new contestant named Bobby.
Yeah, and that's it.
We need his info.
The mysterious caller named Bobby. Bobby, what's your last name?
Munoz.
And where are you calling from?
So I live over there on Wagon Wheel.
Okay. So Danica, we got all blocks covered today. Danica in Aliante, Bobby, Wagon Wheel. Here's how you play the game. First one to three will win it. Make sure you buzz in with your name. Do it super loud and super clear so that we know it's you buzzing in, but do not answer until we call upon you, because you may think that you got in first, but you very well may not have. Now, Danica, I'm going to ask you this one just because you were the one who called in first. Your quiz master is Michaela Gordon. We call her the commissioner. Why do we call her the commissioner?
The Gordon.
Because her last name is Gordon. That's right.
The Gordon.
That's right.
Yeah.
Commissioner Gordon. The commissioner.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, your quizmaster is the one, the only, Michaela Gordon.
Macaulay Culkin will celebrate the 35th anniversary of what iconic movie with a 9-city tour around Christmas time? What's the name
Danica,
of the movie?
Danica.
Yes. Danica, that was odd. That was amazing. Yes, Danica got in first.
Home Alone?
Home Alone.
Yeah.
Yep. But they're going to, so what are they going to do? He's going to go and like.
Yeah, just a 9-city tour at a movie theater, do a Q&A after, and just talk about filming, I guess. But that's awesome. I would go to that.
I would go to that. Mm-hmm. Are they coming here?
I don't know. I didn't see the cities.
No, San Jose, Oakland, and San Diego are the closest ones.
Oh, that's like an hour flight.
Why are they doing San Jose and Oakland right next? Whatever.
I'm not sure.
I don't like this at all. Danica goes up one zip.
Luke Bryan, Carrie Underwood, and Lionel Richie are all returning to the next season of what singing reality show?
Danica. The Voice?
No, it's not the... It's...
Shut up, dummy.
We know what you're trying to do there, but no. Mm-hmm. Bobby, do you have an answer?
Let's go with... America's Got Talent?
Oh, no, it's not. No.
Crap.
No, it's American Idol.
Yeah.
American Idol. Bobby at least had one of the words right.
Yeah, he did.
Here's what's funny. If neither one of you get it, this doesn't happen very often, but if neither one of you get it and I do, then I actually get a point. And if I get three, neither one of you get anything. So Danica's got one. I've got one. Bobby's still waiting to get on the board.
This female rapper says other women rappers hate on her because they are sophomores and she's a senior with songs like Bobby. Bodak Yellow.
Bobby!
Doja Cat.
Bobby says Doja Cat.
Next contestant, please.
My favorite part of that was when you said Doja Cat, Michaela just looked at me and gave me the no.
No.
No. Just like, no.
That is not correct.
No, that is not it. Danica, do you have an answer?
Cardi B.
Is it Cardi B? Good thing you got that, because that was my guess.
Yes.
Yeah. Danica goes up, well, two zip. I mean, I got one, but nobody cares.
This singer has announced a seventh variant of her upcoming album, and the conspiracy theorists are going wild. What's her name?
Bobby.
Bobby.
Is it Taylor Swift?
We're talking about Taylor Swift. So what? Tell me about this.
I don't know. She spelled a word wrong, so everyone's like, what does that mean? Is it a spell check, or does it mean something?
She's the greatest troll of all.
Yeah, we
she
love her.
Really is. She's an incredible troll. Bobby's on the board, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's go.
Bobby's on the board.
Yes.
Danica 2, Bobby 1. I got one.
People are accusing this celebrity of using AI to fake crowds in his concert shots because they're getting a little too jiggy with it. What's his name?
Good clue.
Danica.
Danica for the win. Say it again, just to be sure. Danica, say what you said again.
Will Smith?
Is it Will Smith for the win and to become the brand new champion? Better say yes before her phone cuts out.
Yes. Let's go.
New champion. Game over. Game over.
Hey, that was a lot of fun. I've never played before, but thanks for having me, guys.
Dude,
thanks,
you were great.
Bobby.
You were great, Bobby.
You were.
Have a great day. We'll do this again.
All right, thank you.
Bye. All right, man. We'll see you. What a good dude. Okay, Danica, who is also screaming in the background?
Oh, that's my daughter, Olympia.
Aw.
And how old is she? How old is she?
She's 6, and she's the reason that we called in. You guys said call in, and she was like, Mom, hand me the phone.
So do you want to go to Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live? Is that why you're so excited?
Gotta say it louder.
Yes.
Yes. I love that. This is perfect. Well, we've got 4 tickets, so decide who's cool enough to go with you and your mom to Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live Glow and Fire, Saturday, September 13th at Orleans Arena. And then at the end of this, we're going to pick somebody and upgrade them to VIP tickets and backstage and all that kind of stuff. So congratulations, and look at that. Danica Navarre of Aliante, our brand new champion. Kayla's hometown throwdown.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Get after it. Nice little monsoony Tuesday. And although it's going to be hit and miss and no big deal. And it should be fine. I don't think we're going to get dumped on.
Yeah.
Which is almost kind of a bummer.
I know. I kind of wanted it. I love it.
Yes. Like until your street floods, and then it's not so great. But then,
yeah,
because you never know where that's gonna. You know, when I lived up in Centennial Hills, literally we were there when the water came down Mount Charleston and went skabloosh down. Was that Grand Teton? And just washed the whole thing out.
So true.
And yeah, and we were like, oh.
Especially being from Vegas, I have no idea ever how to prepare for anything like that. Like I want to, but I'm like, I still don't know.
Adrian, what did you say? Somebody texted a minute ago. What did I screw up now?
They said the Aces are taking on Atlanta, not the Indiana Fever and Caitlin Clark.
You're 1,000,000% right. I would double check that. Well, geez, that's a big game tomorrow.
Huge game.
It's a huge game.
Playoff implications.
I'm embarrassed. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I should know that. I have no idea why I thought it was Indiana. But I sure did, and I wrote that on my sheet back on Sunday when I was preparing for the week. We don't play Indiana at all.
Well, to be fair, with Disney high-low, we're looking at a lot of numbers, and yeah. I just want to give you some grace.
Thanks for giving me the love. I still have no idea what the hell I thought, and it's weirding me out a little bit. Yeah, that's a huge game tomorrow. And then the Aces get a few days off, and then they get to come home for 3 at home in T-Mobile.
Yeah.
1 against Minnesota, 2 against Chicago Sky, and then finish it out against Kelsey Plum and the Sparks in L.A. Presently, Aces in a tie for second. Unreal.
It's incredible.
And take over the number 2 seed, if they beat Atlanta in Atlanta tomorrow night. That's a big game.
Yeah.
Holy.
Sure is.
Okay, and then what were you saying to me a minute ago?
You know, I was talking to my girlfriends yesterday at the video shoot, and one of the girls is dating this new guy, and she said, I love him, I think he's awesome, but he's done something that I've never had done before. when he goes to buy personal things or like feminine products for her, whatever, he ordered it on Amazon.
Sure.
Because he didn't want to go into the store. Like he was a little bit embarrassed. And then it led to this conversation of like, do we do that as well? Like, is there something that you're embarrassed to get or like not convenient, just like embarrassed? And so you use Amazon. And it was so funny to me.
Two birds with one stone on that. A, it is more convenient.
Yeah.
B, you don't have to leave the house.
True.
Yeah, it wouldn't bother. That wouldn't bother me, but I'm not bothered by a lot.
Yeah. Is there anything?
I can't imagine what it would be.
In fact, I do it with pride.
Yeah.
I kind of have to go in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm entrusted with this.
I look at the cashier. I'm like, yeah, you know why her balance is off. You know what time
yes.
it is.
Yes.
I got this. And I bought the right ones.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Honestly, this guy maybe sounds like a problem then.
I'm making the proper purchase.
Yeah. You guys are doing it with pride.
Well, maybe he's shy, but also how old is he though? Because this is a little weird if he's older.
If he's around her age, probably like 29, 28.
Yeah, he should have been around a couple rodeos. This shouldn't be his first time.
Yeah, but again, but if you don't have to, why?
Truly.
Fair, but I'm saying on the perspective of him doing Amazon on purpose because he doesn't want to
sure.
do that.
But you are also... You are somewhat enlightened. You know what I mean? Not all guys are like that. There are some guys that are still, and it's great because it takes all kinds of kinds. But there are some that are super traditional that are going, I'm not doing that. That's girl stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's, that's just what it is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? File that under not quite relationship rehab.
Totally.
But coming up in just moments, Hilo, I want to go. Already got chopped in half, first guess out of the chute. So where we stand right now, brand new game this morning. Jason Schaefer of Red Rock finished off the first game at 6 o'clock this morning. By the way, that number was 033. That was the first one. And you should have known that our boss would troll us with that.
Of course.
33, that's the most Disney of all numbers. I promise you they're random the rest of the way through. They're random.
Mm-hmm.
Right now the high number is
050. I'm sorry. 025.
It's actually 025. And then the low number is
001.
Yeah. And we'll play again in just a few minutes. Followed closely by relationship rehab. If you're not married, should you go in together on a house?
Oh,
and there's it's a bit twisty. It's not a lot twisty, but it's a bit twisty.
I know somebody who's struggling with this.
Yeah, if you're not married, should you buy a house together? We'll get into it next.
The Chet Buchanan Show, 98.5.
KLQC.
Hi, Lo. I want to go to Disneyland. Adrian, who's on the phone, please?
That'll be Jose Paluto from East Las Vegas.
Or Polito, maybe?
Yes.
Hi, Jose. How are you, buddy?
How are you doing? I'm doing good.
Let's just get right into it. Your high number right now is
025.
Your low number right now is
001.
Jose, what you got?
I'm gonna go 011.
011. You just feeling that?
I'm feeling that, yes.
Okay. 011. Final answer.
Final answer.
011.
Nope. Too low.
Let's get down.
Well, look at that. We'll try again at 9 o'clock. Hang on, I'm trying to do math really quick. 1 in 13 shot? I believe that's what that is. 1 in
13. I think so.
I believe it's 1 in 13. So again... A grateful community.
Oh, yeah.
Says thank you for your effort.
You're welcome.
Yeah, man. So again, 9 o'clock. We'll come back here and try again. All right.
Thank you, Chet.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good day. Thank Michaela too. Or not.
Bye, Jose.
All right, fine.
See you later, babe.
Tried to get you a little love.
I know, it's all right.
I was trying to spread it out. After that, I was going to make him thank Adrian,
He said,
too.
No way, Jose. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying hello
to her. What did you just do?
Some stupid dad joke. Just turn my microphone off.
What
I'm embarrassed.
Just get over there. Here.
No, that wasn't necessary.
Karina, and I asked her where she's from. I said, because she just wrote signed Karina, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what part of town? We just like to know, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, Karina from hopefully in a new house soon.
Yes!
Karina wants to buy a house with her boyfriend. They're not married. Okay? Mm-hmm. And she's getting pushed back. The full story. And yeah, we need your thoughts. Relationship rehab next after Gaga and Bruno.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I do this quite often on relationship rehab. Remember back to like algebra class when they had theorems and whatnot?
Oh, yeah.
And they'd always talk about if and only if.
Yes.
So blah, blah, blah can happen if and only if.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I remember from that, to be honest with
you. I actually only remember that line from Mean Girls and not even from algebra class. So thinking about that now makes
sense. I had Mr. Klein, like three different, I had algebra, geometry, and like a trig class, mm-hmm. which I failed miserably at trig. He liked me, so he gave me, literally I got a D+ in trig because I couldn't.
It's overwhelming.
Couldn't. It's a lot of work.
It is.
And I didn't care at that mm-hmm. point. But it was really amazing. He was in our little town. He was kind of famous because he ran in the Boston Marathon.
Oh, wow.
And it was a big deal. And I am just old enough that it was at the tail end of chalk as everybody was transitioning over to whiteboards. And so this dude, but he still wanted to teach with chalk. So he had chalk all over his pants.
Oh my God.
All day, every day. And he always wore like baggy corduroys. And I'll never, obviously.
Love it.
Something stuck with me from that class. And he goes, yeah, I should fail you. But he goes, you show up every day. You're trying. You just suck at this.
Yeah.
And so he gave me a D+.
Thank God for good teachers.
Yeah. So if and only if. I got one of those for this. I'm thinking about buying a house with my boyfriend, says Karina. But is it a bad idea to get into such a large financial commitment with someone you're not married to? We can get so much more house with both of our incomes, but my mom and dad are totally against it. They say that if we ever broke up, figuring out that split would be messy. Capital letters, messy. I hinted to my boyfriend that maybe we should get married. But he is not ready to make that leap. And I'm not completely sure I am either. As long as we're both on the mortgage, it's not a big deal, right? Am I crazy? For wanting to take the plunge and do it together, signed Karina, .. hopefully in a new house soon.
Love her so much.
702-364-9898. Before we jump in, we want to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you, should you, the question, okay, can you? Sure. Should you? Is it not that big a deal? Is she, because she's, here are the questions that she's asking. As long as we're both on the mortgage, it's not a big deal, right? Am I crazy for wanting to take the plunge and do it together? 702-364-9898. It's Relationship Rehab only on the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I love this because I think I'm only just going to have to come in the end and go, okay, I agree with what everybody else is saying. Uh-huh. And here's my, yeah. Karina, thinking about buying a house with her boyfriend. She says, but is it a bad idea? So here's my guess is that she was going to, you know, they were all in. Hey, mom, dad, guess what we're doing? Mm-hmm. And they went, the hell you are.
Uh-huh.
You know, what are you thinking? Is it a bad idea? She's asking, is it a bad idea to get into such a large financial commitment with somebody you're not married to? We can get so much more house with both of our incomes. My mom and dad are totally against it. They say if we ever broke up, figuring out that split would be messy. Could be.
Yeah.
Could very well could be. I hinted to my boyfriend that maybe we should get married. He's not ready to make that leap, and I'm not completely sure I am either. So that takes that off the table. As long as we're both on the mortgage, it's not a big deal, right? Am I crazy for wanting to take the plunge and do it together? But Karina really wants to be in a new house, and she wants to be in one of her own. And where did you want to start here, Adrian?
Line one with Elizabeth.
Yep, start at the beginning. Start at the top. Start with line one. What's up, Liz?
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, hi. Is it Bustamante?
It is.
Hi, buddy.
Hi. We love her.
We haven't heard from you in a hot minute.
I know, dude.
How is everything?
It's going.
Okay.
It's going.
It's all that matters. Just know, hey, every once in a while we share things off the air with listeners too, and so you guys are family to us. It's important.
Oh, so, I appreciate it.
So, and you heading off to school right now?
No, we actually just dropped them off, so it's perfect. Just me and the baby in the car.
Oh,
good.
Okay, so on Karina's deal, she's they're not married, but they want to get a house together. Her parents weigh against it. Karina's like, wait a minute, what's the big deal? How do you feel about that?
I say don't do it. My brother and his girlfriend were high school sweethearts together for over 10 years. They've got two dogs. They broke up, and now they got a house that they can't sell, and he wants out and so bad.
Dogs.
So I say no.
The dogs.
And the dogs, it's the worst. Mm-hmm. It's the dogs.
They get along really well, so they're going to, you know, co-parent with the dogs. But for the house aspect, I say unless you're married or a ring on your finger, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I was prepared when my first marriage ended. I was prepared for everything. You know, those weren't my kids, so I knew what was going.
Yes.
The dog was my ex-wife's dog, you know, coming into the relationship.
Uh-huh.
But she was like, I can't take the dog yet, so you've got to keep the dog for a few weeks. And it was devastating.
Yeah.
I couldn't. It's awful. I just couldn't. I'm like, you're not. I'd be sitting there just crying, hugging the dog.
Yeah.
You're not leaving. I'll figure something out. And she's just like, yeah, you got anything to eat? You
know, yeah, like, yeah.
Whatever.
I know.
Elizabeth, have a lovely day. Good luck with
screaming. Yeah, I missed you, girl.
Good luck with the screaming children. Okay. Layla, is this true on the screen?
Based on what she told me.
She's a lawyer. She's a lawyer. Is that real?
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Okay. So with your legal, non-binding legal knowledge, how do you feel about this?
You know, as a lawyer in law school, we always joke the answer is always it depends. And this is one of those situations where I would say it does. I can say that buying a house with someone I wasn't married to worked out for me, but I also knew that this was a person I was eventually going to marry. And I would say that buying a house is just as big, if not bigger, a commitment than marriage. It's actually harder to dissolve a real estate contract than it is a marriage contract. So I, you know, if you're not ready to take that plunge with someone to get married, I would also wonder if you're ready to take that plunge with someone to get locked into signing your life away to buy a house.
Bajillion percent. And by the way, I'm sorry for the noise. I went like this with my lips and it sounded like fart noise, and that wasn't what I intended.
Oh my
I was
gosh,
just
amazing.
But, yeah, no, he's but not gassy over said, here. He was just interested.
No, but when you said that buying the house might literally be a bigger commitment than the marriage.
Yeah.
Boy. So I want to get to my if and only if and see what you think about this, Layla, after we hear Michaela's story.
Okay. I have a girlfriend. It's happening right this minute. I love her and her boyfriend. I adore them. I knew when they were preparing to buy the house together. I said, yeah, you should do it. You guys are awesome. Yeah, you'll be great.
Yep.
They're breaking up.
Yeah.
And it's an absolute nightmare. And this was a couple that we all thought was going to be together forever, and one slip in the night, infidelity, it's a wrap. Like, it was a mistake, whatever it was,
whatever.
It's over.
Doesn't matter.
We could have never anticipated it, and now I'm like watching her, watching him, struggling, all of this money, all of these things, the dogs as well. Don't do, I just based off a friend, watching a friend, it's too much, it's
rough. Adrian's turned his mic off. Do you not want to talk about this?
Are
you
no, I'm conflicted, but ultimately I don't think I'd do it.
It's why I asked you, because you're consistently the, yeah, you should do it.
Mm-hmm.
Fight the man and you should do it guy.
Ultimately, I feel like from my perspective, I would know if this is someone I want a future with. So I'm down with the, like, yo, if I know for certain I'm going to marry you and this is a good deal, let's get it now.
Okay.
I got married and it didn't happen. I thought it was forever.
Exactly.
You never.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, with my friends, they thought they were going to be together forever. And then one night he made a mistake.
This is it.
Like, it really doesn't happen how you think.
Right. So, Layla, am I being overdramatic? Which the answer is probably. But
maybe, you know, a little bit.
Well, hang on.
She said, you know a little bit.
Listening to the show.
Yeah. No, of course. Sometimes I realize some days it's like, dude, what do you say? What are you saying?
Yeah.
My first blush thought, and I'm going to stick with it. Sure, Karina, if and only if you are willing to take on this entire house by yourself.
Yeah.
If and only if you are willing and you have the ability to take on this house. I don't know why I'm holding up the email in the air like I'm.
Yeah, he is.
I'm proclaiming. I have spoken.
I know.
If and only if.
On the flip side, I'd say if you're willing to lose the house and, you know, you'll have something backed up because if, you know, he's the primary breadwinner and he's going to be able to afford the house if it weren't able to work out, would you have a backup?
Yeah, and I didn't get the impression that was that. I thought they were coming into it equal. But 1,000,000%. You got to be willing to A, take it over yourself, or B, lose everything and also know what that can do, whatever the situation is, but to your credit, to your life, everything.
Yep.
So, would you say yes or no? I know you said depends, but you never really came up with an answer. Would you say no? I'd say no.
I would say no, just for the fact that neither of them are willing to make a commitment as big as marriage to each other. And like I said, I really think that getting involved in buying a house is just as big, if not bigger, of a commitment.
Yeah.
There's nothing I love more than super smart listeners.
Oh, love
that.
There's
nothing I love more than super smart listeners. Have a great day, Layla.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Bye, girl.
You are as intelligent as you are attractive.
Oh, thank you. And you haven't even seen me.
I know. All right. Have a great day. See you later.
You too.
Bye. I'm guessing.
Love her.
I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Yeah. So no? Or no?
No. No. Big no.
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 No. No. Don't do it, Karina.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
And sometimes when your parents... You know, when they're panic stricken, they're right.
Yeah.
You know, because
totally. Look, because they're looking from an outside in. You're in love. They're not.
Yeah.
You know
that too. And you're freaking excited. I do that. I get so excited about stuff that I'm not doing.
Of course.
When I probably should just focus on the stuff I am doing, not worry about the stuff I'm not. You know, or the stuff that's new. Whatever. By the way, I remembered how to do the math on high-low.
Yeah.
It always takes me a couple of days on Toy Drive to figure out how to do math, you know, about trucks and how far we have to goals and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And percentages and whatnot. Same thing with high-low. So you got to take the high minus the low and then minus one. So it's not it's even better than we thought. We thought it was a 1 in 14 shot. It's a 1 in 13 shot.
Way to go.
High number 025, low number 011. We'll play again coming up at 9 o'clock.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
You know how stuff pops up in your algorithm all of a sudden because you've been talking about something? Because we've been talking about a high-low, I want to go to Disneyland?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, high number is?
025.
Low number is?
011.
Oh, good. I got it right. 1 in 13 shot coming up at 9 o'clock. What time is it? Man, I just realized I'm just floating through the world, no idea of my surroundings. Okay, good. Got it. Coming up at 9. Coming up at 9. 1 in 13 shot. Got it. this popped up. Five things that'll get you kicked out of a Disney park. Now, I realize I'm probably taking chances here because they don't always like, but I feel this is a helpful service. You know what I mean? I would never speak poorly of the mouse. Never.
Never.
There are a few people. I am not dress up guy in any case, really. But you know what I mean? But I love, oh my God, I love the idea of the whole Disney concept.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're a kid, and I say this all the time, have we done a live broadcast yet?
No.
We will one day.
I want to.
One day we will. Yeah, no, because here's my thing with Disney. When you're a kid, man, it really is. It's the happiest place on earth. And it's sticks with you for life.
Yeah.
As an adult, at least for me, as an adult, like, it's amazing how they pull that whole thing off.
Oh.
How they're able to do it.
Even as an adult, I feel like my little kid inside needs it.
That part as well.
Yeah.
But as an adult and as somebody who does stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, this is a well-oiled machine, is it not?
The production quality is phenomenal.
Yes. So to that end, I actually appreciate this. Five fashion rules that can get you kicked out. Keep that in mind if you win.
Mm.
If you're an adult, don't wear costumes, which this makes total sense.
Total sense.
Kids under 12 can dress like their favorite princess, their favorite pirate, whatever. Grown-ups, not. Don't do it because the official characters in the park should be the only ones in costume.
Totally.
And it's to preserve the magic.
Mm-hmm.
You got 17 Plutos walking around. That ain't great.
Yeah.
You know?
And you know, we don't have the costumes that Disneyland has, so they're kind of janky if we show up. You're
right.
Like, girl, get out.
The dude down there standing in front of the Bellagio fountains.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Which one are you, Minnie or Mickey? I don't know.
Uh-huh.
You're one of them. No, you don't want that. Outfits with long trains or dragging fabric. The floor, if you have a floor-length gown, a giant cape, or anything like that, it's a safety hazard.
Mm-hmm.
A million people are going to step on it.
Yeah.
And at some point, somebody's going to get hurt. It's probably going to be you.
Mm-hmm.
Revealing attire, obvious. I never even thought about this, because why wouldn't you? But you do have to wear shoes.
Yeah. No, that's important.
Why would you want to go barefoot? But no bikinis, no, you know, none of that.
Yeah.
Overly skimpy, and they get to decide.
Uh-huh.
Scary or offensive clothing. Anything that might frighten children or clash with Disney's family-oriented vibe.
Yeah, this one makes so much sense.
Offensive tattoos, you got to cover them up. Yeah. There's a thing apparently called Disney Bound that bends the rules a little bit for adults who still want to be a part of it. It's where fans use regular clothing to mimic a character's look with similar color palettes and whatnot. Huh. But if they don't like it, they can ask you to change or leave.
Yeah, I mean, listen, and normally I don't like when people tell me what to do, but when it's Disneyland, like, it makes sense. There's a bunch of little kids all over the place. Just be cool. Have fun. Follow the rules. Enjoy yourself. It's Disneyland.
Really quick. So we'll play high-low again coming up at 9 o'clock, 1 in 13 shot. A minute ago on Relationship Rehab, Karina and her boyfriend want to buy a house together. Karina's parents are totally against it. Karina's questioning whether she should or should not. We're way past it, but Amanda may be the most qualified because you're living this.
Hi.
And
okay, I didn't know if I was on.
And it's true, you are living this.
I am going through this right now. So everybody falls in love, everybody does their thing, and I'm not going to tell you no, not to do it, but it is one of the hardest things that you ever do. And when you get in a relationship with somebody, I've been 10 years in my relationship, and we're done. 10, going on 11, done. Out of nowhere, done. Okay? And don't do it it's just because you think you're going to save a relationship, because if it's going to end, it's going to end.
Yeah.
That
so, part. The thing is, I was the breadwinner, and when you refi or do certain things, you trust your partner to do what's right and yada yada. My name came off. All of a sudden, it's just in his name. I raised his credit for over a year or over five years. raise his credit without helping mine. Even he was not a deadbeat, but he's very underemployed, okay? And so I was the breadwinner, took care of all the things, took care of all the bills, paid my pregnancy, paid all kinds of things in our relationship. No problem, because I think it's going to come back to me one day, or when we find the house, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Break down the house, and now I gave him all the credit. Everything looks like it's all been him. I made sure that the payments came out of my name and stuff, but it's such a teeter-totter, and the loss that you are going to have is because if you're naive like me and you're using cash, or you're not descriptive with your partner. My thing is, do it, but don't do it. If you're not for sure with this person, don't do it. But if you're going to do it, write down everything that you want out of that house. And if you can't agree before you buy the house, don't do it. So say, hey, we're going to split this house halfway. No, if I paid more than you did, we're going to split it 70-30. Write down what you're going to do. Yeah. That will save you at the end.
Love
if you write it down, you get it done with the lawyer, you're good. Other than that, do not do it. Do not do it. You think you know somebody, you don't.
Yeah, and then of course somebody will complain. Oh, it takes all the romance out of it. Well, this is a business transaction.
Truly,
this ain't love. This is real estate.
And this is the best advice we could have gotten.
Yeah. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amanda, have a great day.
You, if you're gonna do it, just write it down, okay?
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay, have a good day, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Oh, she is no
with authority too, baby.
She is no BS. Also, got another quick note too that even if you are married, that when the relationship blows up, if they stop paying, even on stuff that's in their name, they're going to come after you because you're married to them.
Yes.
So getting married don't matter either.
Truly.
So, mm-hmm. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. You know, I'll tell you one thing. Before Lisa and I got married, I didn't know this. She said, you know, when we get married, like, if you don't take care of your debt, they will come after me. And that was the one thing I could, like, offer Truth. Her. I took care of it. It was done. And then we got married and I didn't have a ring to give her. But I was like, well, I'm debtless and adorable. Yeah. And she was like, okay, give me a ring.
Love you. All right, fine.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
On Soupy Tuesday. It's the dumbest. It's just soupy outside though. And then
it is soupy outside.
Oh man, and then we got those monsoons where it's like, I don't understand how they're giving them out. But some people are getting them and some people aren't, and it's not fair. We had a little bit earlier. It's not even enough to make the dirt wet.
I know. I walked out to get a little snack, and I looked outside, and I was like, I'm going back in the studio.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw
something else on the news where they were just getting smoked right now. So if you would, just be careful. Aces win their 11th straight last night. Chicago Sky tried to give them a run. Aces come through in the end and win their 11th straight, clinch a playoff spot. We're in a tie for second with Atlanta, playing Atlanta tomorrow night in Atlanta. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge. I'm not trying to flex, but I'm hosting Mrs. America tomorrow night.
Yeah.
The game's at 4:30. Mrs. America's at 8 o'clock Eastern, which is 5 o'clock our time.
Sure.
Could I get away with watching it on the podium? You know, if I put the phone up on... It's probably a bad idea.
Yeah.
I should probably focus.
Listen, the girls are nervous. I'll tell you this. Dude. I had to get my makeup done. My makeup artist...
Wait, who's nervous?
Did I say I was nervous?
No, I thought you said the girls are nervous.
Oh, the girls. Yes. The girls that are competing are nervous.
Oh, sure.
Because I share a hair and makeup artist that do all the pageant girls.
Oh, sure.
And we were talking about you yesterday because they were like, oh, you, they were all in the room. They were like, oh, you do the show with Chet Buchanan. We love him. Uh-huh. We're nervous. We're so excited. We want to do a good job. They're excited to see you. And they're nervous about the competition. But I thought it was so cute.
Again, not to flex, but you know what I'm best at? I think. I really do. I really do think this. I'm good on stage and all that. I'm quick on my feet. Things. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Yeah.
You're always going to have. Here's two things I always promise. Everything. Was charity auction, you know, anything, beauty pageant, sporting event. It's going to be fun. We're not going to waste your time. and it will end on time.
Yes.
And if it doesn't end on time, that ain't my fault.
Yeah. That ain't gonna be my fault. Do everything you can.
That ain't gonna be my fault. Because I know after a while you're sitting there and you're like, oh God, when will it end?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like this show. So let's go, Aces. Also, don't forget Summerlin South, the U.S. champion. Summerlin South Little League Parade, downtown Summerlin. I'm not gonna lie, we're friends with the president of the Summerlin South Little League, and okay, that's tomorrow at 6.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm gonna be doing the Mrs. America stuff. But I was going to maybe hope to, hey, buddy, you need somebody to host this thing? No, they went and got Nick Carter instead.
Oh, yes. They did.
I went, well, thank God I am doing Mrs. America, because then I don't have to feel the crushing defeat.
Exactly.
Actually, I wouldn't even feel bad about that.
No.
I wouldn't. I'd be like, okay.
To us, he's Nick Carter. To the boys, he's team dad.
Yeah. God, no, I'm not kidding. Remember when we did that interview when we were first talking about the Sphere shows? When I did that Zoom call with Nick, and he was in Macau or whatever it was, and he was super, he goes, you know what my new thing is? You know what? Because I was asking him about settling in, you know, that he's lived here for a while, and what he likes so much about being in Vegas.
Yeah.
And he was like, youth baseball. And he's all about it. Totally all about
totally.
It.
Totally. So you see now why.
He loves it. He just loves it. All right. Everybody's all fired up. They're like, will you just get on with it already? We got some
tickets to win.
Hi, Lo. I want to go to Disneyland. Four 2-day, one park per day tickets to Disneyland Resort. 14 sets of those to give away. We're working on the second set right now. Your high number, Michaela, is
025.
And your low number is
011.
That's correct.
I got nervous there for a second. God, the numbers do get you after a while. Okay, good. I'm right. Mm-hmm. Literally held my breath. I looked at you and I held my breath.
She froze. Mm-hmm. And I went, is there a glitch?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got scared.
No, you're right, though. High number 025, low number 011. A 1 in 13 shot for you right now at 702-364-9898. Caller number 25. You play high low. I want to go to Disneyland right now.
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
What does this button do?
98.5
KLUC.
I knew what that button did.
You know.
That launched us into high low. I want to go to Disneyland. So who is our contestant, sir?
That'll be Erica Guzman from Northtown.
How about that? Hey.
Hi.
Hi, Erica Guzman.
Hi.
Hi. Have you won? It feels to me like you've won high low before. Have you?
No, not high low.
Never ever?
No.
We've just talked before. Today. I like it. I like it when people get through that we recognize their names. I like that.
Yeah.
It makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know why? You know why? Because I know you're not just here for the Disney. That you're here in general. It's fine if you're just here for the Disney. It's all good. But you know, I like
it. No, here for the long run.
Yeah. I like P1s in the mix. So you got to...
Sure.
You got a 1 in 13 shot on this deal. The high number, Michaela, is
025.
And the low number is
011.
She knows that.
Yeah, I do.
For real, for real.
Yeah, because I was scared the last break.
I was telling her, Erica, it happens. Sometimes you forget to write one down, and there it is. Yeah, there's no harm.
And the pressure is real. You don't want to mess this up.
As long as we get it right at the end, that's all that matters.
True.
Okay, so. Right. 025 on the high end, 011 on the low end. What number's getting you 4 2-day, one park per day tickets to Disneyland Resort?
Oof. Okay, I'm going to go with my daughter's number. She wants 18.
Officially 018, final answer?
Yes.
018. It's like the number she wears for sports? Or she
it's
just
her guessed. Age.
Oh, she, yeah. She's like, okay, I got you. 018.
Nope. Too high.
Too high.
Sorry, girl.
Too high.
Thanks, guys.
No, thank you. Have a great day. We'll see you soon.
You too. Thanks.
All right, so 018 on the high end. Writing it down right now so we don't mess up. 018 on the high end, 011 on the low end. So that's 7. And then minus 1 is a 1 in 6 shot tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Set your alarm and we will see you here for High Low. I want to go to Disneyland.
Woo!
Bright and early on Wednesday morning. Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, you know, like on Mondays and Tuesdays, I come in hot. I like to just, you know, go in strong, right?
Yes.
Some people like to ease into it. Are you coming in hot or are you an ease into it?
I'm an ease into it.
Although some might say that you're always coming in hot. So what's the difference? You know what I mean? You're kind of at a high level all the time. I think maybe mentally you might think that you're easing, but I think you're just kind of, that's the way it is for me. It's the speed I run at.
Yeah. I hit everything very aggressively.
Yeah.
But maybe my intention is to ease it. You know what? You're right. No, I'm coming in hot.
I'm either all the way on or all the way off.
It sounded nice saying I ease in, but let's be honest, in between.
Or you could just be like Marsha Morgan in St. Petersburg, Florida, who just starts drinking on Mondays.
Oh.
She got arrested last week after she did some day drinking. And we're not sure if she's getting a head start on Halloween or what her deal was. She's mad because one of her neighbors parked too close to her yard. Now, I feel this deeply, and it used to be worse. It used to be worse when we had a yappy Yorkie at our house. But if somebody parks in front of our house, it bothers me.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. And you can. Yeah, I think it bothers everybody. Some people, it bothers more than others. Marsha was mad because one of her neighbors parked too close to her yard. So she decided that she would toilet paper their car.
Girl.
Believe it or not, that's just the beginning of the story.
Oh, my God.
According to the police report, not only was Marsha drunk, you know, she was also in a hot dog costume.
Oh, my God, babe, what's happening?
When they got there, they say that she was leaning against the person's car with a roll of toilet paper in her hand while pulling off strips of toilet paper and just placing them on the vehicle. Like, she's not even properly.
Yeah.
She's so hammered.
She's polite.
She's so hammered she can't properly TP a car. She's a little too aggressive, and it's tearing off. And mm-hmm. So, yeah. Cops described Marsha as intoxicated and uncooperative.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In her hot dog costume. It's not clear if she'd had run-ins with the neighbors before. Cops didn't say, and apparently she didn't either, why she was dressed as a hot dog. Now, you might, in my brain, it's dark out, you know, and Marsha's doing her dirt in the middle of the night and just decided to go under the cover of hot dog, you know, just to avoid detection. No, this all happened around 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, my God. The hot dog suit is killing me, though.
She got disorderly conduct, resisting mm-hmm. arrest. She pled no contest the next day. $550 fine or do 40 hours of community service to work it off. No word on whether she has to do it in the hot dog costume or what she's chosen
she
to do.
She should have to, actually. It's kind of even better.
There you go, kids.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know. Before we go, Michaela, in the capital city of Manila in the Philippines, you know what the lowest temperature that it's ever been, day or night, in the history of ever?
No.
58 degrees.
No way.
That's as cold as it's ever been.
Oh.
And that was more than 100 years ago. In 1914. Can you imagine being in a place where it's a, 50. Ooh, 58. My God, get out the parka.
I know.
It's just fun. I don't know. So, you know, PowerPoint is a Microsoft thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Not so fast, my friend. Originally developed in 1987, PowerPoint. College football game days back again Saturday. So not so fast, my friend. That's a
I'm sorry. Football print. It was the waving the finger no that really got me. You can't see, but he gave me a little no.
No. Not so fast. No. PowerPoint originally developed in 1987 as a program for Apple computers. They called it Presenter. Microsoft said, wow, that's cool, and bought it for $14 million, which I imagine in 1987 was even... I mean, I don't know what that comes out to, but what, 30, 40 million, probably? A lot. And then they launched their own version of it in 1990. So it's really an Apple product that they...
It's awesome.
That's good. Before they got married, did you ever watch the... what was it, a Netflix? Oh, did you ever watch The Crown?
No, and everyone told me to. They said it was amazing.
It really was, and especially in the Charles and Diana stuff. I mean, it was amazing all the way through.
Yeah.
But the Charles and Diana stuff was really good. They had only been together in person 13 times before they got married.
No way.
Yes way. And he was screwing around with Camilla then. I don't like that guy.
I don't either. I don't know
anything about him.
Good for you. Yeah, but I'm with you on that.
I know very little, but the way he was portrayed in that TV show, I'm like, I don't like him at all. And I'm not very fond of her either. Okay, you ready for your mind to be blown?
Yeah.
Oregon Trail kids.
Yes.
She literally sat up. She was paying attention at about a 38 to 40% level. Now she 115% now. She's ready to go.
Yep, I'm here. I'm here, babe.
The same year that people were traveling on the Oregon Trail, 1843, is the same year the fax machine was invented.
No. You're telling me people... How does that make sense? You had technology when people were still killing oxes? Syphilis?
Killing oxen with syphilis?
Yeah, I learned a lot from the Oregon Trail game. Yes.
Can I tell you something funny about me? And I've joked about this for a long time. I really have no idea what syphilis is.
Oh, no, me neither.
I wouldn't know it if I had it. But I also know it's one of those things that you don't want to Google.
You know what?
And I don't feel the need. So, great.
Good.
Fine.
I'm right there with you, though. I have no idea.
Hey, let's go. Hi-Lo, I want to go to Disneyland. It's back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on Adrian what? Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Speaking of Adrian, what are you up to?
Well, yes, not speaking of syphilis. Thank you. You can follow me on... Yeah, no, not
you are not related nor connected in any way.
Exactly. You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. A couple new episodes of Unlikely this week, so go check them out on YouTube. Just search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez.
Woo! And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH, doing some cool things today. Nothing you can really see, so just vibing.
Oh, it's just you getting stuff done in your life, in your crazy life.
Yeah, we're making a little music video, so we're just doing that right now.
In the same way, I'm thousands of meetings today, included in that a lunch that has been 2 years in the making.
With
our good friend Kelly Fry. We've been talking about this lunch forever, and we're finally gonna do it.
I love it.
That's great. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Make sure you call somebody today and tell them you love them that you haven't told them in a while, because you never know when you might not ever get that chance again and you don't want to miss it. Be a friend to somebody who needs a friend, because you never know whose life you're going to change. Believe this. Great things are just about to happen. And know this. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.